And it's been a week of contentious town hall meetings for lawmakers across the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton was shouted down by an angry crowd in Springdale when he was asked about gun laws and a vote last week by Senate Republicans that would expand gun access for the mentally ill.
Why? Why do you want guns in the hands of people adjudicated mentally ill? I'm passionate.
So, Diane's talking
Please
about
answer.
A vote last week that we repealed a regulation that infringed upon the rights of law-abiding citizens.
Come on. We're not talking about that.
In Iowa Falls, Senator Chuck Grassley heard from a farmer during his town hall earlier this week.
I'm on Obamacare. Yes. If it wasn't for Obamacare, we wouldn't be able to afford insurance. With all due respect, sir, you're the man that talked about the death panel.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We're going to create one great big death panel in this country that people can't afford to get insurance. Don't repeal Obamacare. Improve it.
So, how has all this been going over on social media? Femi Okay is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us now. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
And pretty amazing sound bites there. How has this been going over online?
I would say maximum engagement on Twitter, on Facebook, thousands and thousands of conversations happening all over. And also little pockets of conversations, because as the lawmakers go home to their constituencies, they're having those local conversations, which also bleed into the big national political conversation at the same time. So on Facebook, Representative Elise Stefanik from New York, she talked about how aggressive these town hall meetings were becoming. She says it's unfortunate and counterproductive that a small number of activists believe the best way to address the very serious issues facing our country is to hijack and ambush community events for theater.
Hmm. Which is what we have heard from the Trump administration, that these are paid protesters, that these are all manufactured.
Indeed. There is a group who say outright that we are here to help you organize. It doesn't mean that everybody going to all of these town halls have read up on their guidelines, but the group is called Indivisible. You will find them on Facebook. You'll also find them on Twitter under @IndivisibleTeam, and they will give you suggestions about how you can talk to your representative and how to be an activist at the same time.
Hmm. Meanwhile, Femi, another big issue this week has been federal immigration raids, the new guidelines from the Trump administration. What are some of the things you're seeing shared online on this topic?
I am seeing Twitter being used as a resource for undocumented immigrants. Specific advice, just scrolling through Twitter right now, I can see, I'm quoting here, if you are raided or if you spot ICE activity, then there are to-dos that you can do if you're in that situation. Here are your rights as an undocumented immigrant. Remain silent, speak to a lawyer, make a call if you're arrested. What's fascinating is that @ICEGov is also in the mix of this conversation. So you'll see people having conversations about, perhaps in New York, don't get on this train. People are checking papers. Don't do this. Hmm. People are checking papers. So there's a sense of rumour and panic going around. And @ICEGov wanted to stop the panic. This is what they tweeted out recently. Reports of ICE checkpoints indiscriminately for raids and sweeps in cities such as San Fran and Atlanta are false, dangerous, and irresponsible. So that's @ICEGov in the conversation too.
And @ICEGov, I assume that's the official ICE Twitter account.
Absolutely.
Okay. One more thing, Femi. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday, and Google has released the most popular Oscar searches. What are people looking at, and does this tell us who might win?
All right, I'm not going to promise you it's going to tell you who's going to win if you're having your little bets coming up for your Oscar party. But these are the biggest trends here. Most searched actor in a leading role, coming in at number one, we have Ryan Gosling from La La Land. Casey Affleck is number two, and Viggo Mortensen is number three for Captain Fantastic. In the most searched actress in a leading role, we have Emma Stone in La La Land. Meryl Streep, Florence Foster Jenkins, number two, and number three, Ruth Negga in Loving. And then finally, Most Searched Best Picture nominee, La La Land. We're getting a theme going on
here. Yeah, really.
Number one, yeah. Moonlight, number two, and Manchester by the Sea, number three. As they say, we will see on Sunday, see how it all pans out. But that's what people are Googling right now.
I think we can pretty safely say it's just going to be La La Land, La La Land, La La Land, La La Land all night. Not that I think that that's fair, but that's probably what it's going to be.
But Jeremy, that is the popular vote. Right. Who knows what could happen on Sunday?
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much.
You're so very welcome.